time of the plagues. The question is asked, how much time is occupied with the seven last plagues? The faith and teaching of the Seventh-day Adventists has ever been that it would be the space of 1 year. They base their faith on such texts of Revelation 14, 19, and 20, where this is likened to the treading of the winepress, comparing this with the winepress as set forth in Isaiah 61, 2, and 63, 3 and 4. It is there called a day of vengeance and the year of the redeemed. Taking the acknowledged rule, the day would be 1 year. Some persons take the position that the pouring out of the plagues cover a period of many years. This seems to be refuted by the fact that under the fifth plague, the people are still suffering from the sores of the first plague, Revelation 16, 10, and 11. During the time of these plagues, according to Revelation 15, 6 through 8, there is no intercessor in the heavenly temple. The condition of the people of God in that time is thus set forth in Great Controversy, page 620, quote, "In the time of trouble, if the people of God had unconfessed sins to appear before them while tortured with fear and anguish, they would be overwhelmed. Despair would cut off their faith, and they would not have confidence to plead with God for deliverance. But while they have a deep sense of their unworthiness, they have no concealed wrongs to reveal. Their sins have gone beforehand to judgment." Unquote. It would hardly seem like the Lord's merciful dealing with his people to subject them to such a state for a series of years. Sister White does connect this period of no intercessor with those texts which speak of it as a day and year, and often in her exhortations to us she has spoken of the year that we should stand without an intercessor.